It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We are here at Oakmont Country Club, scene of the 2016 U.S. Open Golf Championship for this segment of the program. There will be at least one hometown hero for local fans to root for this weekend. Mike Van Sickle, a Kennedy resident and Pine Richland graduate, has qualified for his first U.S. Open, which works out nicely since he is no stranger to Oakmont, and he joins us now here on the driving range. Mike Van Sickle, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
You finished fourth at the U.S. Open sectional qualifier in Maryland last week, and then you had to wait to see if you qualified. Describe what that wait was like and how you finally found out that you had qualified.
I think I would have been a lot more stressed out and on edge, except when I got done with the 3-for-2 playoff that I was in at Woodmont. The guys, the USGA guys that were there, seemed to be hopeful, saying, well, our first alternate got in last year. You got a 50-50 chance. It's not bad. So instead of being devastated having lost the playoff, it's like, oh, this is, maybe there's a chance. And I kind of let that hope ease my mind for the week. So I wasn't too stressed out. And then as it went along, we got to understand what needed to happen for me to get in. And once we saw that, it looked more likely than unlikely that I would get in.
And what needed to happen?
There's a list of 8 guys that could crack the top 60 in the world rankings. So there was Gary Woodland and Ryan Palmer needed top 10s. A few guys needed to win. Juice Luton over in Europe needed to finish third or better. And unfortunately for those guys, none of that happened. And fortunately for me, now I'm here.
That's a lot to try to keep track of. And you're waiting for a week to realize something that's a lifelong dream. That had to be excruciating.
I mean, a little bit. The most frustrating thing was that I had all the access of a normal player who's playing in the event out here, except I couldn't actually get out and play the course, which was the frustrating thing, because the course was fairly empty Saturday, Sunday. Most of the players were out playing other events or, not in Pittsburgh yet, and the course is empty, and I'm here, and I'm almost in the field, and I can't play.
And you can't play because you're not in the field yet?
Yes, because I was an alternate at that point, and you have to be in the field to play.
So then when do you know? How do they notify you?
They notified me Sunday night. I knew mathematically that I was in a few hours before that, but they gave me a call right after the first period of the Penguins game. So we were excited about being up in game 6 there, and then even more excited about getting in the Open.
So it's Sunday night, and you are watching the Penguins game, and that's when you find out.
Yeah. Fortunately, Robbie with USGA was kind enough to wait till the first intermission. I probably would have picked up the phone during the first period, but I'm not sure.
Did he really wait for the intermission?
I don't know if he waited. But that's when the call came during a stoppage of play.
So it just happened to work out perfectly. And when it finally had happened, it was a reality. What was that feeling like?
Relief that I had gotten in. I mean, it's sort of one, you don't want to say dream come true. That's cliche because there's still a lot of work to be done this week. I'm not out here to show my face and leave Friday. I'm out here to, try to further my career and have a great week and show what I can do and match my skills against the best. So
that starts with making the cut, and right. So what are the things that you have to do? I mean, certainly you're no stranger to Oakmont, so that has to help.
Right. I've been out here 15, 20 times in the past, had a couple tournaments here, won a junior event here. It was a match play tournament, so the best part of winning each match was you got to play Oakmont again. And then I played the state open here in 2009 and had a really, really good last round going, wound up coming in third. But I know this course well. We got Danny Pursehouse on the bag. He's an Oakmont caddy veteran. He actually caddied for me in both of those events going back to 2004. So that shows you how experienced he is at Oakmont. So he's going to be a big help as well.
For people listening to this who may not understand the finer points of golf, but who are interested because it's the U.S. Open and it's happening in Pittsburgh, what are some things that the novice, the layman, might need to understand to really appreciate the difficulty of the course and the layout here at Oakmont?
Yeah, I mean, you'll hear most of the players all week long talk about how difficult, but also how special and challenging and fun this course is. And one of those things that you start with is, if you're a novice, is these greens are fast. These greens are faster than pretty much, than any tour event. So these are the fastest greens that these guys are going to see in their lives, and there's a good deal of undulation on them. So that's an extreme challenge for these tour players, and that's why they think this course is so much fun, is because it's a challenge that they don't ever see. And then it's your typical U.S. Open layout with tough rough, which is demanding on hitting your tee shots and shots into the green, because every shot out here demands greatness. And a lot of PGA Tour events aren't exactly like that, where you can get away with things. So there's flexibility, but out here it demands your A game all day long, and if you don't bring it, it's gonna bite you.
Because it's the best of the best.
It's the best of the best. That's exactly right.
Now, as far as when you say that the greens, that the course is fast, and obviously a lot of that is the greens. You put a ball on the green, but fast means what? That ball can end up rolling right off the green.
Right. Guys will hit putts out here this week that they think are good putts that are gonna stop by the hole. And next thing you know, they're grabbing their wedge, walking 20 yards back off the front of the green because their ball just didn't stop. So that's really an unusual thing for tour players to see, and a really a fun, interesting challenge. And you'll see some really interesting lines. You'll see putts hit in odd directions away from the hole that'll wind up being really good putts.
So it's a course that demands precision.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking with Kennedy resident and Pine Richland graduate Mike Van Sickle, who has qualified for his first U.S. Open. You are 29 years old, which to anybody, especially at my age, that is a young age. You are a young man. However, in the world of sports, you're considered maybe a wily veteran by the time you're 29. So between now and the years that it took you to get to this point, what was happening in your career? What were the things that you were doing and maybe struggling with?
Yeah, well, for starters, I'm very fortunate that my sport's not football. Like Calvin Johnson, who graduated the same year as me, and he just retired from the Lions. So, yeah, I'm fortunate that my sport's golf, and guys played into their mid to late 40s on the PGA Tour level. And coming out of college, I unfortunately had to fight a little injury bug. Had a rib that was out of place, that was impinging on some muscles and nerves, which I thought it was a shoulder injury because that's where the pain was. But it took almost 2 years to actually figure out what the issue was. So I continued to try to play through those difficulties, and that led to the swing kind of getting thrown off. Long story short, 3 or 4 years went by where I didn't make the progress that I was hoping for in my career. And in that time, I wound up seeing a lot of guys I played with in college or even beat in college make it out on tour. So, it's great motivation, and also that gives you that sense that's it's doable, to get out to the PGA Tour and to have success, having seen all these guys make it. So I'm a few years behind, unfortunately, but, we're healthy now. The game's as good as it's ever been, and, I've gotten wiser over the years, especially when it comes to course management sort of things, where to hit shots, what clubs to take, what risks to take on and what risks to, lay the side and say, better not. So that aspect of the game has really improved for me.
Was there a time when you were worried that you thought, I've always wanted to make it to a major, especially one that's, on a course that could be considered my home course, and I might never make it. Did that thought cross your mind? Was it something that was distressing to you?
There were times out there where I'd be playing a tournament or playing a qualifier, and certain things would be going wrong, and it's like, I wonder what kind of real job I'm going to have to wind up getting. But then your talent kicks in, and your hard work kicks in, and you realize that you can do this. And fortunately, this week is another great sort of motivating factor to say, hey, this is something that you can probably do.
And now that you've qualified, What does it mean to be playing in the U.S. Open at Oakmont?
I mean, this has always been the one for me, the Open at Oakmont. You know, 2007, I came really close. You know, played my last four holes in the qualifier, two over to miss by one. So that was a tough one to handle. And, you know, to be out here and to have gotten here this year in Pittsburgh in front of the hometown galleries, I mean, words can't really describe. You know, it's so exciting. And, you know, I feel like my game matches Oakmont well. And I'm just hoping I can put on a show for everyone wearing their black and yellow this week.
All right, I'll let you complete this sentence. I'll be happy this weekend if I do blank.
Win. I'll be happy if I win, and I will not retract that statement.
Okay, anything short of that that you'll still be satisfied with?
Yeah, you know, four days of golf is always better than two days of golf, so that's obviously would be, you know, we would be happy with that. But
making the cut.
Yeah, making the cut. You know, that's always a good thing, but that's not, you know, that's the goal. That's sort of the thing that happens when you're on your way to, you know, to going through your process and playing as best you can. Because if you're trying to make the cut, chances are you might come up one short of that. If you're trying to win and you come up short, well, that's still really good too. So, you know, I feel like I can compete out here at this level. And, you know, to be in contention, to be competitive going to Sunday, I think that's what I'd be most happy about.
Have you allowed yourself to fantasize or imagine what it would be like to win? And I'll channel my inner Bill Murray and Cinderella story, tears in his eyes. Have you let any of those thoughts run through your mind?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you almost have to have that vision, you know, at the end of the week where, you know, if you don't believe that that's a possibility, then it's not, and it won't happen for you. So if you can get yourself the mindset that thinking that, yeah, I'm going to be holding the trophy at the end of the week, it's a much better chance that you will than if you don't think that.
Have you heard, I know that you graduated from Pine Richland with Neil Walker. Have you heard from Neil at all and maybe some other folks that you went to high school with or just friends and support group around the Pittsburgh area?
Yeah, I saw a couple guys from my high school golf team out here just yesterday. Neil sent me a little congratulatory text as well. Yeah, I've seen a lot of my phone after the qualifier. I got into my car, there's 30 new messages, you know. I got in, you know, Sunday night, Monday morning I wake up and there's 50 new messages. So there's, you know, a lot of friends, a lot of love, a lot of support. It's been a lot of fun.
WESA is knocking at your door.
Yeah, I can't believe it. This is the real trophy for the week.
So these people that are going to be supporting you, they live in the area. I mean, will they be like Arnold Palmer? He had Arnold's Army or Arnie's Army. Will you maybe have a group of fans, Van Sickle's Vanguard or something like that?
Ooh, that's a good one. I was thinking like the Sickle Squad, but yeah, Van Sickle's Vanguard. We'll have to start a poll. See what the winner would be.
Mike, your father, Gary Van Sickle, is a golf writer for Sports Illustrated. He's here covering the U.S. Open. What's it like for him having his son in his first major here in an event that he's covering?
I think for starters, he gets to eat much better because he gets one of my player guest passes, which gets him in the player hospitality area, which where we're fortunate to have the amazing Oakmont Country Club food as opposed to, you know, the spam and whatever they're serving over in the media tent. So. He's
actually wasn't too bad. They had salmon today.
Oh, salmon! Very good. It was real salmon.
It was real salmon. I could have heated it up a little more, but it was, you know.
That's what they told you, at least, right? That's what they told you.
Right.
Okay.
So, but I mean, are you think? Will you be thinking about him a little bit as you're going through the links?
He's always in my head. You know, when I learned golf from him for the most part, and. You know, growing up, and he's one that has always pushed me towards better course management. Whenever I'm hitting a shot that's maybe risky, his voice is the one that's in the back of the head going, you think that's a good idea? Is it worth the risk? So he's sort of, you know, tried to always, because he knows what it takes to make it out on tour. So he's tried to steer me in the direction of, hey, you better chip a little bit more practice, you know, better practice your putting a little bit more too. These guys out here are good, and that's where you pick up the shots. So at 29, I finally started to listen to him, but you know, typical son. I dragged my feet listening to him, but you know, it'd be so cool if I had the opportunity for, you know, to play well and to have him, you know, be able to write something about me. I mean, that's always, you know, a dream come true.
Yeah, he would have to if you just have to make him have to pay attention.
Exactly. We'll see how many birdies I can make, and he can't not write about me if I make enough of them.
And I know that there are a lot of big names out here, as any major attracts. Several of the best golfers are going to be competing. There are people here whose names you've known and faces you've would be able to recognize all throughout your life. What's it like to be out here with them? And do they talk to you? They say, "Hey, kid, how you doing?" Or do they just kind of, you know, go about their business?
You know, we had some of those fun moments early on. We walked a bit with Zach Johnson the first day. Super nice guy, you know. Had some fun interactions with him. I kind of stupidly asked. I was just trying to think back to Oakmont 2007. I was like, "Oh, Zach, were you here in 2007?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm a little older than you think. I was here." And then he got done after 9. We keep walking, and my buddy Brian goes, "Didn't he win the Masters in 2007?" It's like, "Oh, he did. He was probably here in 2007. So that was kind of a funny interaction. And, you know, it's just kind of, we got some of those kind of cool moments out of the way early. Jason Day comes walking in while I'm putting sunscreen on. It's like, "Oh, yeah, he's, you know, been number one in the world, major champion." And, you know, practicing putting to a hole in the putting green yesterday. I look over, I'm putting in the same hole Rory McIlroy's putting to. It's like, yeah, we're all out here. We're all playing the same tournament. You know, it's kind of cool.
Mike Van Sickle is a Kennedy resident and Pine Richland graduate who has qualified for his first U.S. Open here at Oakmont, a course that he has played many rounds on. And I know you're excited and I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to practicing. But thanks for taking time to be with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.